Chris, just when you look, you look like you were good value for a point, that happened. Can you sum up your emotions?
Yeah, disappointing, you know, really, really disappointing because, you know, I'm at 1-1 when we get back in the game. I'm thinking that, you know, we probably looked like the side was going to go on and win it, and Menton was with us. You know, you're thinking even a point, you'd be disappointed with a point. And we've ended up coming away with nothing in the game we certainly should have got something from. And that's been the story so far for our season, you know, silly errors, silly mistakes. Poor decisions, and that's meant we've lost the game today that, in my opinion, we didn't deserve to lose.
From the start, it seemed like we had a bit more urgency about us today. We were sort of in the faces of Bangor, and it seemed like a much improved performance.
Well, I think, you know, when you're playing against the better sides, you have to do that, because if you don't, they'll blow you away. You know, we knew they were probably going to have lots of the ball, but we made sure we controlled the areas that they had the ball in. You know, they had... they tried to play a couple of diags early on, which didn't really hurt us and didn't really trouble us. You know, and we were quite solid. We had a good shape about us without the ball. So, you know, we were never looked in really any danger. And then we've, you know, it's a poor goal to concede. We've had, you know, three, four opportunities to either stop shots, stop crosses and deal with the ball. And we haven't been able to. And then you get punished. And then, you know, we got ourselves back in the game, worked really hard second half. I thought we were excellent. We backed them off. You know, we every time we looked forward, we had a good tempo, good urgency about us. And then, you know, we got the goal. And then you're thinking we're going to go on and win it here. And, you know, look, second goal is a, you know, it's a calamity, really, isn't it?
And one thing that seemed different to previous weeks, we've been struggling to sort of create chances, but throughout the game today, we had good opportunities to, you know, get ourselves in front.
Yeah, you know, look, with the players we've got on the pitch, you know, the attacking players we've got at the club and on the pitch today, we should be creating chances. And, you know, again, we've had opportunities today where, you know, the ball's got in the box and, you know, we haven't made the most of it, or we haven't had enough players in the box. But it just comes back to a little bit of understanding as well with new players. And but again, you know, as a performance, if you'd have offered me that before the game, I would have accepted that. But, you know, we've ended up with no points, which is really, really, really disappointing.
You know, we're in the bottom two now after last night's results. Big games coming up now, but certainly Barry and Carmarthen. If you replicate performances like that in them games, then I suppose that's what you're looking for now.
Well, but there'll be different types of games as well. Obviously, you know, Carmarthen will play a different way than Bangor. So, you know, we'll look at that this week and we'll set up for that. You know, be a different type of game next week. You know, Bangor, you know, play a certain way. Carmarthen play a certain way. So, you know, it'd be probably difficult to replicate that type of performance in terms of the, you know, the counter-attacking and dropping in and hitting them on the break. But, you know, there's certainly be elements of the performance we can take into that, and we need to take into that. You know, the players, you know, with good intensity about us, and, you know, it's like they say, it's, everyone's really disappointed that we haven't come away with you know, a point, 3 points. So I think we probably deserve that, really.